This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, January 12th. God's word for you today is temporal and negative. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. And it says, "When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things." Yesterday, we highlighted three types of strongholds: negative, positive, and temporal strongholds. We will kick off today by looking at the temporal strongholds. Temporal strongholds are not negative, but they are not always positive. Temporal strongholds are positive for a season. There are certain paradigms, strongholds, that are relevant and needed for the season you are in. However, when God promotes you and takes you to a higher plane, those paradigms or mind shifts become irrelevant. If you keep holding on to them, they become negative. So you have to know when to let go of temporal strongholds. Temporal strongholds are useful for a period. For instance, you have a mind that operates at level A and God promotes you to level B. If you maintain the mindsets and paradigms that are peculiar to level A, they become negative mindsets in level B. And it is because they hold you down. Keep doing everything to circumvent your progress in level B and bring you down to level A. That is why you hear things like, "You can take someone out of the village, the hood, but you may not be able to take the village, the hood, out of the person." That is why you see people who God has promoted and they say village people. But most times, it is a village mindset that is limiting them. God has blessed and promoted you, but you're still behaving like a chicken. No, begin to think like an eagle, because now levels have changed. You are supposed to be rolling with the big boys. Recognize temporary mindsets, paradigms, and strongholds, physical or spiritual, that were useful for a season, but you need to let them go. Then build and erect fresh and new ones. Negative strongholds. The objective of the negative stronghold is to prevent enlargement, restrict and constrain people to spaces, ideas, locations, and planes in the spiritual. You just notice that you're restricted to and cannot break through certain levels spiritually. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, please read. Daniel started praying, but the prince of Persia resisted the answer to his prayers. It became a stronghold. The battlefield was in the spirit realm, not in Daniel's mind. Some people say the battlefield is in the mind. Yes, there is a battlefield in the mind, but that is not the only place where a battlefield exists. God had to dispatch another angel, a warring angel, to break through the stronghold. You will break through every stronghold resisting your progress spiritually this season in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, help me identify and let go of temporal mindsets not useful for my current level, and break through negative spiritual strongholds in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.